Good morning. With us is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, writes the Monday column. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, Total Recall, no, not the movie, is something that's being proposed by a bipartisan group of New York lawmakers. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Bronx Assemblyman, a Queens Democrat, and Republicans are getting together trying to put together legislation for a constitutional amendment that would allow for the recall of public officials, both on the statewide and local levels, something 19 states have, but New York does not. They feel it would give voters the chance to, you know, get rid of people they think aren't performing up to the task.
From there, we deal with the Senate leader, John Flanagan, and someone he's appointed.
Yeah, John Flanagan recently, last week, appointed Kathy Young, an upstate Republican, to head the powerful Finance Committee. The appointment has drawn criticism from Flanagan's fellow Republicans because Kathy Young also chairs the Senate Republican Campaign Committee. That means by day she's overseeing a lot of the budget and where the money from the state budget goes, and by night she's raising money from donors who are trying to help the Republicans, and they feel it's a conflict, or at the very least, some Republicans feel it's an appearance of conflict that could come back to haunt them this year.
And speaking of Flanagan, it looks like the mayor has stumbled when it comes to the legislature and John Flanagan.
Yeah, you know, last year the Republicans basically gave him as little as possible. They were upset that he worked so hard for the Democrats to take over the Senate in 2014. The mayor had said late last year that he was going to take a more low-key approach. Flanagan was going to meet with him, the new Senate Majority Leader, and then a report came out that the mayor was working behind the scenes to help the Democrats again. That upset Flanagan, who abruptly canceled the meeting. So going into the new legislative session, the mayor is warring openly with both now the governor and the Senate Republican, which is not good for whatever his agenda is going to be.
Finally, according to the governor, end of a cash loophole? What's this?
Yeah, a group of 44 legislative Democrats have written a letter to Governor Cuomo wanting to close what's known as the LLC loophole, which basically allows companies to skirt the $5,000 limit they have on contributions each year and instead give unlimited amounts. The governor said it's a priority, but said that before, however, and the lawmakers, 44 of them, sent a letter saying this should not only be in your budget proposal, but it should be part of the enacted budget, and basically saying you shouldn't agree to a final budget without closing the LLC loophole.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief. For the New York Daily News, you can read his column today in the paper at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.